It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
Sponsored in part by Wolfsong Adventures in Mushing, Energy Plus of Duluth, and Wintergreen Northern Wear. We are now joined live by John Stetson. How's it going, John?
Hey, it's going real well.
You want to give us a little update of where you're at right now and what you're seeing?
Yeah, well, I'm at Mineral Center here. Erin Lettring just is getting her dogs up and getting them hooked up. She's scheduled to leave first out of Mineral Center for the last leg, I think around 12:30, 12:31, something like that. Well, I'll tell you, they said the trail was pretty poor all the way to Devil's Track, but this last leg that they just from Devil's Track, it was really good. The one thing, very warm and sunny also, so that's a little tricky.
So, yeah, still those warm temperatures that have kind of been the story of this whole race so far?
Yeah, it's been warm the whole time, yeah.
Do you think any of the leaders are more or well positioned than the others with the sticky conditions, be it how many dogs they've got left or their style of racing? Does that kind of favor anyone towards the end of this race?
Well, I think what we saw in the last run is, you know, Erin Lettring just had a really good run and 10 dogs, and her team looked really good. The teams behind her, not quite as good. I mean, she caught them, and oftentimes when you come into a checkpoint good, you lead good. So we're waiting to see. It's any moment. It's this last run. This year it's a little bit tricky because they do the loop, and they end up going by this checkpoint, very close to the checkpoint, twice. And then they finish at the checkpoint at the end of the 30-mile run. So for some dogs, you know, they can smell the other dogs that go by and hear stuff, and so they want to just turn into the checkpoint. In fact, that happened, a similar situation happened to the other Erin. She's out of Grand Marais and trains on Devil's Track, and she went by and had some trouble getting by her kennel because the dogs are used to just going right in there. Anything can happen at a dog race.
Yeah, so it sounds like a tricky final leg. So we've got Lettring heading out first and Reddington heading out about 8 minutes later, it's looking like, and Reddington is a couple dogs short. Do you have any information on, are they going to be going out with the same amount of dogs they came into that final stop, or have there been any further changes to the amount of dogs on their teams?
Well, that's something we won't really know until they get the dogs up and leave. So talking with Erin, it looks like maybe she'll go with 9, maybe drop one. It's hard to know with Ryan. The year before last, he pulled into the chute to leave and dropped one in the chute and sent it back to his truck. So, you know, until you get the dogs up moving after the rest and seeing how they look, you don't really know.
So these front riders are all hanging out at Mineral Center. What's it like if you are still on the trail in a previous leg? What do you think those other mushers are thinking?
Well, you know, it's pretty slow going. I mean, you can see that the miles per hour are slower than any of the previous years. And so now the heat of the day, which nobody ever really wants to run dogs at this time of day, but of course, these leaders are going to have to do it for their last 30-mile run, and the folks that are coming into Mineral Center are doing it. The good news for those folks is they'll get a 4-hour rest before they have to take off again, and it'll be cooling part of the day so they can finish their last run. But we're looking to see, you know, it'll be interesting. First time this has happened on the Bear Grease is where there will be finishers finishing at Mineral Center while there's still waiting here to go out on their last leg.
So what do you think that's going to do? I'm sure in past races, people have knowledge that some other folks are out in front, but in this scenario, they might be seeing people actually wrapping up the race while they still have a ways to go. What do you think their mindset is like? Is there a lot of pride that goes into wrapping up the race?
Well, I think it's a lot like, you know, if you're running Grandma's Marathon. I mean, there's folks who do expect to win or compete to win, and then there's other people who are, you know, looking to finish the race.
Like we said, Lettring is due to head out here in about 15 minutes, and 8 minutes after, Ryan Reddington with a few less dogs. It's sure to be a exciting finish to the race. There are still folks who are on some previous legs moving throughout the race, and this front crop is going to be getting going shortly on the final leg.
Support for KUMD's Bear Grease coverage is provided in part by Camp Chow, Wolfsong Adventures in Mushing, Energy Plus of Duluth, and Wintergreen Northern Wear. Additional funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.